Satellite-based tracking is primarily intended to make the race more exciting for fans. APRN's trail reporter Tim Bodoni has the story.
The GPS tracking technology comes from Traverse City, Michigan-based company Ion Earth. The company developed its tracking system for use in the oil and gas industry and then expanded into long-distance endurance sports like sailboat racing and off-road auto racing. Ion Earth co-owner Jerry Miller has been hopping along the Iditarod Trail to help maintain and monitor the GPS system. He says that his relationship with Iditarod began with a cold call several years ago, and he found that Iditarod was searching for a GPS tracking feature that would handle the unique challenges of the race.
So we actually wound up developing custom hardware just for the Iditarod because there were needs that were required by the Iditarod that didn't exist in our other racing applications. The duration of the race, the cold temperatures, the vibration and durability that the units had to have.
The battery that powers each GPS unit is specially designed for use in extreme cold temperatures, all the way down to 100 below zero Fahrenheit.
Now, our electronics can't operate at that level, but the batteries can operate there. And what happens with batteries is they just lose capacity. And what these batteries do, they lose capacity at a slower rate with temperature.
The use of GPS navigation devices by mushers on the trail has been and continues to be against the rules. Mushers are also forbidden from looking at the new online tracking system to gauge the progress of their fellow competitors. But even if mushers don't sneak a peek at a computer at a checkpoint, they frequently receive secondhand information derived from the GPS tracker from friends and spectators. By removing the mystery of where mushers are at a given moment, some argue that the addition of GPS tracking presents a threat to the purity or fairness of the race. Iditarod race marshal Mark Nordman disagrees and foresees a time when the mushers will also be allowed to use the GPS tracker.
If you want to waste your time trying to check out where your competitors are instead of trying to race your own dogs, go ahead. I don't think it would ever affect the competition. Because these guys know well, especially the professional mushers know, that the only reason they get to know them in a good time is them watching their team and their team only.
Third place finisher John Baker saw the GPS tracker for the first time at the Nome Iditarod headquarters on Thursday. His first reaction was to think about how bizarre and comical it would be to see mushers using the tracker at checkpoints.
Everybody would just be having so much fun playing like a Nintendo game. They'd just be sitting around playing on the computer instead of racing. You know, I just picture guys that should be out running their dogs deciding, oh, I'm going to stay in here and see what these guys are doing.
Another plus of the GPS tracker, according to Nordman, is that it adds another level of safety to the race. When mushers are overdue at checkpoints, the GPS tracker helps race officials decide if a search and rescue mission should be launched.
Because I can tell if somebody's in trouble if they haven't moved for so long. It allows our Air Force to know where people are. Its safety factor, it's been great for me as an official.
The feedback about the GPS tracker has been overwhelmingly positive, according to Nordman, especially from fans. And Baker thinks that if it's popular with the fans, then it's good for the race.
I guess we probably all knew it was coming and it was fine with us, you know. They don't weigh anything, and it obviously helps the people that want to watch the race, so of course if there's some way we could help, we have to.
And perhaps there are no greater fans of the GPS tracker than the families of Iditarod mushers, who don't have to worry as much about what's happening to their loved ones on the trail. Gina Lidner, wife of 11th place finisher Sonny Lidner, says that the tracker definitely improved her mental state during this Iditarod compared to Iditarod's past.
When you're ready to go to bed at night, if you see that they're moving or where the race plan says they should be, you can actually go to sleep. So I think it's great.
Ion Earth wants to provide GPS tracking for other sled dog races, and company co-owner Jerry Miller predicts that a few more races will be using the technology as soon as next year. In Nome, this is Tim Bodoni.